That's my song. Welcome to Authentic Conversation with Kim. As fitting, thank you so much for allowing Authentic Conversation with Kim to be a part of your day. You know, it's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get, but chocolate is good. And happy Valentine's Day. So it's been a minute since I've actually been able to get on the podcast on the day that the actual event is occurring. You know what I'm saying? Just for some odd reason, I just haven't been able to do that. But today I am. And so again, happy Valentine's Day. And you guys know me. If you can't be with the one you love, love the one you with. And so as I was sitting here thinking about that, I'm sitting here serenading myself. I love this song. It's just like all the compartments of what I believe a man should be in my life, or what I would personally desire. You know what I'm saying? And he just hits all of them. Boom, 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 boom. You know what I'm saying? So I just love it. It's my song. And so I was just serenading myself. I listen to it every now and again just to, you know, be reminded that if somebody could come up with the lyrics, then someone in this life has a heart that is willing to be that in which they say. And I digress. Happy Valentine's Day. So I hope all is well with you guys. Again, I just stopped in just because it is a holiday and I have the moment in order to get on a podcast. It's just always, as it just appears to be, something going on. Oh my goodness. And I believe I'm gonna have to start like hashtagging some stuff and saying some names in order to remain relevant in the podcast things, because I see that with people, what they're doing, and this is a part of it. I hadn't thought about it. You hashtag and you say names and all this other stuff, and that's what gets the likes and the clicks and the views and stuff like that. And so, excuse me, even though I'm doing it for us, you know, there's other people, if you guys aren't sharing, there's other people who may be able to glean from what it is that we're sharing and, you know, be able to chime in and give us some feedback and give us some questions and thoughts and help, you know, put us in a larger spotlight. And the question is that what we want? You know, we've been having our little private conversations. So, which is interesting, speaking of. So a lot of, now what I said, everybody has platforms, and therefore you get to literally discuss and share and say and pinpoint and call out whatever it is that you want to call out on your platform. And interesting enough, here go one person, they have an interview with somebody, and now before, nobody could really contest or say anything about what the interview was, the interview, and that was it. And maybe on the sidebar, and maybe, you know, somewhere else, you'll be like, that ain't true, or that ain't what happened, or that wasn't relevant, or that ain't how it went down, or whatever. And now, and you would have to wait until that person go and get an interview in order to find out what actually happened, if indeed the interviewer were asking those questions. And so I just find it very intriguing that now, and here we go backwards and forth. So what we doing is videotaping our response to somebody else's, like this is like a disposition, you know what I'm talking about. And so this person does an interview, which has happened before, and now here come this other person, and they on their platform, and I'm video response to, ain't nobody asked, first of all, ain't nobody asked for a response. That was not, nobody asked for your opinion or your thoughts or whatever, but you felt the need in order to say this person is not being totally honest about what actually happened and what actually occurred, whatever. And I'm like, oh my goodness, is that what we're doing now? So I say that to say, at what point is it okay? And this is like, especially if we got each other phone number. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think it's like looks bad for blacks or looks bad for women or looks bad for men or whatever. I just look, it's look bad for business. It's bad for family. You know what I'm saying? Like when we can't actually talk on the side, talk on the phone, and we got each other telephone number and we feel the need to actually come out and share on our platforms what it is that's happened. And we have to keep in mind, this is entertainment. So every click is a penny, a dollar, something like that. Every view, you know, you being established as something. And again, any publicity is still good publicity. I think, and I saw somebody the other day talking about what was the discernment and intuition. And he was saying the difference between the two. And we do need to be discerning as to what it is that we're listening to and what it is that people sharing. I'm mindful that these are people's lives actually playing out. And of course, there's three sides to the story, they side, the other side, and then the truth. And it's up to us, I guess, maybe not really, nobody cares at the end of the day, to decide who's telling the truth and who's not telling the truth in the matter. And so I do like to allow, as one would say, to allow it to play itself out, to see exactly, you know, what it is. Ultimately, we don't have no skin, quote unquote, in the game, because it's not our lives and we're just on the outside looking in. And then, you know, is it becoming a distraction to us because we're sitting here like, oh my goodness, who's next? Who's going to say something? And I keep saying, what is this, my truth? What is that? What is my truth? Truth is truth. It's no my truth. Oh, let her share her truth. Let him share his truth. No. I stand on this. Truth is truth. If you want to say, okay, let her tell her side of the story, or let her share her narrative, or let her share her feelings or her emotions, or let her share how she perceived what happened and how that went down, okay, that's fine. Her truth. What happened? I don't understand. You know what happened. I know what happened. We was all there. Our perception as to what happened may very well be different, but that don't mean that that's the truth. I'm about tired of, yeah, my truth, her truth, his truth. No. Truth, and I've said this, truth is truth. And we need to stop trying to fabricate and create a different saga in order to justify our inability to adapt, our inability to forgive, our inability to identify what actually occurred in the situation, right, wrong, or indifferent. And we get these terminologies and then we run with them and it's a false narrative. Your truth. What does that even mean? No, it's what happened. What happened? Just what happened? And time will tell. Persons will tell. Scenarios will tell where the truth is. Or someone will ultimately determine what the truth is. And please don't get me wrong. Some people just want to believe a lie. It don't matter. You can tell them whatever. They just want to believe the wrong. They just want to believe that you are at fault. They just want to believe that you could do no right. There's some people who are just like that. No matter what you say, no matter what you put out, no matter what you give, no matter if they see you standing there with the white flag, whatever. I get it. You know in you what occurred. You know what happened. You know you're thinking reasonable and rational rational and you're not thinking out of emotion. You're not pinpointing. You're not blaming. You're not doing any of that. And therefore, it is what it is. That's truth. It is what it is. Not, oh, well, let her tell her. No, let her tell her side. What's your side of the story? Yeah, tell your story. Which everyone has one. Tell what happened. I heard a few, this is years ago. You have statements of truth. You have statements that are true. Wait, you have statements that have been, they're truly stated. But it's not a statement of truth to a degree where it's no longer. And I've been through this a few times on the podcast and look at it. What was true 10 years ago is not true now for certain instances. 10 years ago or maybe 20 years ago, let's go a little further. You can literally find, and I use the same example, a phone booth on every corner. That was true 20 years ago. That's not true today. So people's quote unquote truth is not so much as their truth, it's the perception and what's actually occurring in their time, in the element of what's going on. And that's what we have to be able to identify. And we have to be able to ask the tough questions. We have to be able to sit and read between the lines of what somebody is aiming to share and aiming to convey. But this is my truth. It's truth. If it's truth. My truth. I can't. I'm about tired of that statement. Well, happy Valentine's Day. And again, if you can't be with the one you love, love the one you with. You are with you, so love you. Love on you. We've been doing this self-care, right? And put on your mask before you could put on somebody else's mask, which I respectfully understand. But respect and love for oneself is extremely important, and it seems to have been a lost art, and we tend to fabricate a lot of things, and people are broken and hurt and compartmentalized based on life and life experiences. And I really believe that the desire is for us to become whole individuals and to heal from brokenness and heal from betrayal and heal from, you know, things that we should have forgave ourselves and things that we shouldn't have been a part of and, you know, things that we just decided to do. And the result thereof, or we manipulated and thought it was going to be some kind of other way. And just being mindful of a person that is desiring to grow and to be a whole individual. That it is possible that we don't have to live in dysfunction and we don't have to live in mediocrity or we don't have to live in sharing. You understand what I'm saying? And saying that, okay, well, half a man is better than no man at all, so I'm just going to take what I got and keep... No, ma'am. I believe that there's a person for everybody. And, you know, we do get to choose and make decisions as to the relationships that we're going to have and the relationships that we're going to keep and the relationships that we're going to be a part of. And being bold enough and mindful enough of what it is that we genuinely want to participate in. And when it's all said and done, what's the quote unquote truth of the matter? And it's hard. It's hard to be genuine and honest. And to put stuff down and to say no thank you and to walk away and not participate in certain things because our flesh is saying one thing, the world is saying another thing. The demands on life is a whole another scenario, circumstance, and situation. And so we find ourselves doing things or having done things that wasn't the best. Or participating in things that is not the greatest. for the sake of being able to have an appearance or being able to justify certain situations in our lives. And I, hallelujah, I'm not knocking nobody. Only because as you live and you learn and you grow, you're mindful and you're honest, life can have you in various directions and different situations and scenarios in a matter of a minute and a moment. And it doesn't make one weak to an extent. And it doesn't make one, if they don't participate or do certain things, better. You have distress situations, duress situations, desperate situations, desirable situations. Derail situations. And we have to be careful to discern what it is we're doing and why we're doing what we're doing. And the fact that we're older now, my goodness, Lord, help us. When they say you can't teach your old dog new tricks, or you can lead them to the water, but you can't make them drink. And we're doing what we can. I do stand on, we need to do better. I stand on that. We definitely got to do better. And how we treat each other, how we treat ourselves, our vernacular, how we're addressing situations, what we're entertaining from day to day. Absolutely. And we're having these conversations. I keep thinking about, we have these conversations and we have these moments, but we don't have a movement. Oh, why I'm here. It is Black History Month. Yay! And that's the thing too. Y'all know how I am about Black History. Like, don't play with my Black History Month. But I realize, and y'all know I've been doing a humanitarian thing for a few years now. My focus, right, been more on humanitarian than on the culture as a whole. Because, again, it doesn't matter black or white or green or purple, whatever. We're still humans and we're still people. And you realize that it doesn't matter where people have still, regardless of race or gender or whatever, there's still proclivities, there's still behaviors, there's still attitudes. So I'm addressing it in that way. And then if you want to just on a sidebar say, okay, Black History Month, and now here we are understanding that it's not a good look, and yet and still, as one has mentioned, and I was standing to say too, the truth is what matters. Loyalty is what matters. Integrity is what matters. Caring for somebody is what matters. Being genuine and being authentic and being whole person is what matters at the end of the day, not what color you are. Because there's going to be black people, white people, or whatever, however we want to classify people in hell. And those same people have options to go to heaven. They're going to be rich or poor or, you know, sick or unsick or whole or not whole or whatever. It doesn't, you look at, I mean, I remember when I was going through a divorce and this woman, and she was Islamic, beautiful woman, really nice. And we was mad cool. She was going through a divorce too at the same time. And it's just like, it's not, life is not, it's not exclusive to different races. It happens. And when you mature and you grow and you realize that, it helps you be mindful of how you treat people and how you think about scenarios and situations. What really matters at the end of the day. Now, of course, and I've said this before, it's unfortunate that we had to pinpoint a month and pinpoint this and pinpoint this and, you know, extend this and open up this and shed light on this and all this stuff because people don't look at us as humans or worthy or people don't look at us as privileged or have a right to. That's unfortunate. And if they did, then a lot of the things that we have had to create or a lot of the things that we have had to establish or a lot of things that we have had to say and the movements that have had to occur would not have had to occur. But it is what it is. That's the truth. And what we understand is that we are now, as I'm standing, I'm saying, thinking that we are now saying my truth because if it's my truth, and then it's your truth, and it's her truth, and if they truth and everything, then nobody is in trouble, and nobody is held accountable, and nobody has to justify anything because they're standing in their truth. And nothing has to change, and we could do what we want to do, and it's fine. And that's not the case. That's not true. But I get why it's being said. And as I'm talking, I'm understanding why it's being said. But it's not okay. So I say this. The truth is that it is Valentine's Day. That's true. And as I stand on, if you can't be with the one you love, love the one you with. I wish you guys a great day of hugs and kisses of love and candy and flowers and all kinds of greetings. Imagine my face.